latest team news from clubcall.com.
Here are your latest Manchester United headlines, and boss Jose Mourinho insists that the club's exit from the Champions League is nothing new. Of course, English giants were dumped out by Sevilla on Tuesday night following a lacklustre performance, but Mourinho referenced the fact that he'd already beaten them twice while a manager of previous clubs. In his previous spells with Porto and Real Madrid, he had victories, and when telling reporters, he said, "I've sat in this chair twice in the Champions League, having knocked out Manchester United at home twice, so it's nothing new for this club. I don't want to make a drama out of it. We don't have time for that. We have a match on Saturday. We have no time to be sad for more than 24 hours, and that's football. It is not the end of the world." Moving on then, and Romelu Lukaku, the Manchester United striker, has urged his side to bounce back straight away this weekend. He insists that they can't afford, of course, to sit and rest on their laurels following that defeat to Sevilla. They then have action then in the weekend away from the Premier League when they take on Brighton in the FA Cup before, of course, returning to Premier League action where Mourinho now must finish second before the pressure will be on. And finally then, and Paul Scholes, Steven Gerrard and Rio Ferdinand have all led into Alexis Sanchez after another poor performance against Sevilla and insists he needs to be dropped from the team. Scholes told BBC Sport, "They keep spending money and yet you hear they're supposedly three or four players away. There are players in that United squad who play good attacking football. I think Marcus's best position is on the left side. Sanchez gave the ball away so many times." And fellow pundit Gerrard agreed, describing the performance as poor. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.